Siler Appliance and Service. Dual ice makers with Craft Ice automatically create crushed, cubed, and LG's exclusive slow-melting round ice on demand for upscale craft drinks at home without the work. No more messing with time-consuming molds. Knock on the door twice to see and search for your favorite foods with the door-and-door design. To see the full line of LG products, shop Siler Appliance and Service, downtown Humboldt.
Piggy.
Matt has bacon on the mind.
Yes.
8:41.
You want to be part of my LT sandwich?
Just asking. 8:41, 54 degrees. It's time for our fun segment called Would You Rather Wednesday. Happens every Wednesday at this time. Brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are...
stinkers.
Dang right. Oh, of course, Halloween is coming up. Might be Halloween related. Might not be. I don't know. Work our way through them. Question one through four. Question number four being our bonus question. Play along at home, play along at work. Ew. I like those. Run into somebody at the grocery store and they're like, ooh, I heard your question number three last week. That was kind of gross.
Wow. A lot of people come up to me about some of our questions.
Well, you know. Not a place anybody wants to spend time in. That's my brain. Question numero uno. Question number one. Would you rather eat a bag of candy corn that's been marinating in a jack-o'-lantern for a week, or eat just one candy corn that's been in someone's shoe since last Halloween?
Ugh.
A bag of candy corn that's been marinating in a jack-o'-lantern for a week? Or just one candy corn that's been stuck in someone's shoe since last Halloween?
You know, if that person who has a shoe has a wart on their foot, I don't need to get a wart on my tongue. That's one thinking of it. You know, because if they go without socks in their shoe,
I don't know if anybody that has a tongue wart.
Pat, you know, my luck over the years, I would be that one person, you know, bizarre ER, I'd walk in. I developed a tongue wart. What is that for? Because I decided to have my candy corn on somebody's shoe.
I could take it so many different directions.
Mm-hmm. I know. Your wheels were turning.
Mm-hmm.
You had this smile going on as I was talking.
Do you like pumpkin bars?
I do like pumpkin bars, yeah.
Do you like pumpkin pie?
I like pumpkin pie.
Okay, so if the bag of candy corn is marinating in a jack-o'-lantern for a week, might be a little squishy, but I'm guessing there's going to be a little extra pumpkin flavor added to the candy corn.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I might have to do that then, because that would be pretty good.
Or just one candy corn. Which one is it going to be?
You know, Pat, I'll probably go with the jack-o'-lantern. I'll do the marinating of the candy corn inside the jack-o'-lantern.
Very good. Yeah, I'd probably go with that, too.
Yeah.
Question number two. Would you rather make Whoopi... literally with a sexy ghost or a witch?
Hey now.
Would you rather make Whoopi with a sexy ghost or a witch? And if you ladies are playing at home or at work, it would not be a witch, but a warlock, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think wouldn't that be the other term for a witch? Yeah.
Yeah, sexy ghost. Or a warlock. And in your case, it'd be a witch. Mm-hmm. Sexy ghost. Hello. Or a witch. Hello. She'd probably give you
makeup,
a little love potion. She'd give you a love potion that makes her look sexy.
And she'd give me an apple and that would not be
good. It's called a 12-pack of beer.
Oh, okay. Good old schnapps. Apple schnapps, get it, witch, apple.
Ah.
Classic. Oh, boy. A ghost would be interesting. You know? That wouldn't be like... Wouldn't be a person. That'd be... Well, it would be a person and just be somebody who's, you know, probably 100 years older than me.
Spiritual.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, doesn't matter. The ghost is sexy.
Yeah. Spiritual whoopee.
Wait a minute. I've dated a cougar before, but this?
Yeah. What would that be considered?
Mm.
100?
I don't know. Something,
I mean, 100-year difference? What is that considered?
Something prehistoric? I'm not sure.
Called Jurassic. Prehistoric. You know, Pat, I probably...
It wouldn't be a cougar. It'd be a saber tooth.
Saber tooth, yeah. We're talking Ice Age. You know, Pat, I'd probably go with... Because it'd be otherworldly. I'd probably go with the ghost.
With the sexy ghost.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, I don't think there's a right or wrong answer here. It's just...
Yeah, I'll go with the ghost.
Getting into Matt's head a little
Ooh.
Bit. Matt's making whoopee with a sexy ghost.
Yeah. There he is with his imaginary friends again.
Question number three. Question number three. Would you rather dress for Halloween in a traditional maid's costume, black outfit, black skirt, with a white apron and pantyhose, or dress... as a Green Bay Packer football player?
Oh. I mean, Pat, you know. Those are just...
I know. I know which one
that
I would pick.
That green and yellow is just... Ugh. It's just, yeah, I mean, the color scheme is just, no thank you.
Might be fine until you put your helmet on.
Oh, it's the jersey, it's the pants.
It's everything.
It's everything, it's, mm-hmm. you know.
Or, you know, I mean, you could just make it easy on yourself and put on that maid's costume. Carry around a little feather duster with you.
Imagine if I walked into work wearing that.
My, you're having nice weather.
It's a little chilly in here.
Maid's costume or a Green Bay Packer football player?
Pat, I, you know what? I cannot wear a Green Bay Packer jersey. I can't wear a Packer helmet. I can't wear a Packer. I can't.
If nobody knew, would you wear Green Bay Packer underwear? I mean, it'd be against your skin.
Yeah, I know. That's...
Yeah.
Tells you how much I'm not a fan of that team in Wisconsin.
So do you want me to answer this question for you?
Well, Pat, I mean, I guess it's, you know, my due diligence is part of this morning show. I guess I have to say this out loud. Pat, give me the maid costume.
I like it. By the way... That might be part of the upcoming calendar.
Really? Maybe it should be Detroit Lion themed.
I am dressing up like a Detroit Lion football player, and you're going to be in the maid's costume.
You have to put like Jordan Love's name on the back of the costume.
Bonus question. Bonus question number four. Would you rather... get caught stalking Scarlett Johansson or have surgery to remove your berry bag from your zipper? Bonus question number four. Would you rather get caught stalking Scarlett Johansson or have surgery to remove your berry bag from your zipper?
Who comes up with these questions, honestly?
I have no idea.
I mean, whoever did this is just sick and twisted. Speaking of sick and twisted, that hurts, yeah.
I
just want to verify that we're talking berry bag. Yep, exactly.
Okay. Yes, that one.
So, the surgery that's involved, does this involve amputation or?
No, it's just you can't undo your zipper. It's just going to tear it wide open. So you're going to have to, they have to do surgery. Or you get caught stalking Scarlett Johansson. We all know you have a crush on her.
Yeah, but I'm not a stalker. I just...
Well, again, it's like, no. I was just delivering mail.
Was just delivering mail.
Get caught in her bedroom.
Sorry, we're doing this new service at the Postal Service. We're delivering it to your pillow. There you go. As painful as it is, Pat, I don't want to come off as creepy. So, as much as I don't want to do this, I will, I'm going to need to have that surgery.
Surgery for what?
Removing, what did you say, my berry bag from my jean zipper? You just wanted me to say that out loud, didn't you?
Oh, man.
He's corrupted me.
It's so fun.
Berry bag.
Well, I'm trying to keep it light.
Oh, yeah. Keep it light by calling it a berry bag, but saying you have to have surgery to remove it from your zipper.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
8:53. 54 degrees. High today is 65. Rain on and off. This has been Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service. Beautiful. Downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers and some questions are
stinkers.
Dang right.
Attention Fairway shoppers, save on your meat and groceries with these weekly specials going on now through Saturday. USDA Choice T